If you have your Bibles and you would like to, would you turn with me to Acts chapter 17? Acts chapter 17. In just a moment, we'll begin looking at the lesson that Paul taught to the Athenians on Mars Hill. I want to thank the elders for asking us to be here. It certainly is a great honor and a great pleasure for us to be here. And I normally don't like to mention somebody by name, but I just would feel remiss if I didn't. It's just wonderful to see Brother Heinley and his wife here. Most of you have known him a lot longer than Sandy and I have known them, but to know them is to love them, and we're just delighted that they're here with us this morning. We're also delighted to be here because we're with fellow Christians. It doesn't really matter where you go in the world when you can come together with Christians to worship God and to have fellowship one with another. It's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And we certainly have felt that here this morning. If you would do me a favor, just for a minute, close your eyes. Just close your eyes. And think about going out this evening and looking up into the heavens. And think about what you can see. We're told that there's some 3,000 stars that we can see and some 5 or 6 planets and the moon. And you can open your eyes now because I'm sure you've seen all of this. But think about this. Some 3,000 stars, 5 or 6 planets and the moon. And we know from Genesis 1 that God created all of this. And He created it on the fourth day, again, according to Genesis 1. And as we begin to delve into God's Word, we can find out why He created this universe for us. He created us to separate night from day, to give us warmth, to give us the sunlight to grow our plants, to separate the seasons. You're very unfortunate here. You don't have 4 wonderful seasons like we have in New England, of a winter and a spring and a summer and a fall. And I must admit, we don't have much of a spring up in New England. And He also created it for navigation. We can go back in history to the Greeks as far back as about 100 B.C. and know that they had instrumentation that allowed them to navigate using the stars. So the next time you go out and you look up and you see the stars, thank our Heavenly Father for giving them to us so that we can have this wonderful world we live in. But more importantly, thank Him because it should cause us to want to worship and love Him even greater. Well, we're not going to talk about that part of the creation this morning. What we're going to talk about this morning is who is our Creator? Who created us? And I think people from the beginning of time have known in their hearts that there's a God. But they have difficulty, I think, in defining that God, so much so that they begin to use terms such as the Force. All of you young people know the movies that Steven Spielberg has given to us. And he's got us to thinking about this idea of the Force that's out there. Or maybe you heard Tom Cruise talk about, and you all know, particularly young ladies know who Tom Cruise is. He's that movie star, probably one of the best known male movie stars in this country. Well, Tom Cruise has been heard to say that there's a spiritual energy out there. And whether or not Spielberg or Cruise or any of these other people realize it or not, they're probably coming off of the philosopher Alfred North Whitehead, who is the author of a book called Process Theology. And basically what Whitehead is saying is that God is in process, or that God basically is process. And all of these efforts, all of these reports, these things that people are saying, are really an effort to define, or at least to label, a higher power that people know exists. Well, you know, you can't live very long in this world and experience much of what we all experience in this world without entertaining, or at least experiencing an occasional impulse towards the idea that there is something up there or something out there, that we're not alone in this universe, and everything is here, but it's not here, and it cannot be explained solely on the basis of chance. Well, are we going to call it God, or are we going to call it process, or shall we call it the force, or what is it we're going to call it? And it seems to me that these reports and these efforts that these people are making is simply to try to put a label to define this higher power and to describe